الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولئك يدعون إلى النار والله يدعو إلى الجنة والمغفرة بإذنه ويبين آياته للناس لعلهم يتذكرون. In the first part of this ayat we read, where Allah Ta'ala had commanded us that we should not marry non-Muslim woman and we should not give our woman to non-Muslim man unless they accept Islam, and that is also not an Islam of convenience just to get married, but sincerely and genuinely they enter into the fold of Islam. Otherwise, if we don't do that, the harms will be more than what dhika and, as previously mentioned, gambling will have, which destroys a person. Gambling completely destroys a person. Liquor and drugs today destroy a person. More worse than that will be if we marry non-Muslim woman and if we give our woman to non-Muslim man. And the very important thing is that in a marriage there are two aspects. One is compatibility. And here particularly the compatibility that is referred to is of religion. That both must be Muslims, that is the biggest need of that compatibility. And if that is there, and the partners, so one is a Muslim, one is not a Muslim, then either you're going to have a very good married life, but then you give in all the time to your partner. And you destroy your deen, you destroy your akhirat. And on the other hand, if you maintain your deen and your akhirat, you destroy your marriage life. Because both are not on the same page and you are both pulling in different directions. So either your marriage you keep and you destroy your deen and your akhirat, your iman. And if you look after your iman and your deen, then your marriage life is destroyed. Therefore, it is absolutely necessary that both must be of the same religion, both must be Muslims. And that is at the highest level. At the lower level, compatibility has been entertained and accommodated in Sharia to a great extent, that when getting married, we must see compatibility. Though the compatibility in fiqh, which is mentioned, there are different categories of it. But what we also have to see, like for example, what we call a Sunni and a Tablighi. If a Sunni marries a Tablighi or a Tablighi marries a Sunni, their directions are different. We see the very evil and terrible consequences that even within our Tabligh circles, if one is following the Nizamuddin and the other one is following the world Shura, then also there is great problems between the two. If the one is a modernist and the other one is a conservative, wants to follow deen in the original form, and the other one wants to follow deen in a modern form, in a watered-down Islam form, and then there is no compatibility also. So either then your deen is going to be destroyed, your akhirat is going to be destroyed. Or otherwise, your marriage, there is no marriage. It's just a marriage, just in inverted commas. But there is no married life, no, the enjoyment of a married life, the intimacy, the trust on one another, the close relationship, making mashura and trusting one another, that won't be there. It will be just living together, but the real essence of marriage life will not be there. So it is very important. And for this we should understand, as previously explained, the love marriages which start at schools. High school, young boys, girls, 15, 16 years, they want to get married, love marriage, and they don't see any compatibility. Or at university, even worse, where they want to get married with one another, and there is no compatibility as far as the deen is concerned. And in an arranged marriage, which is the best marriage, where the parents now will see that my daughter, what kind of a life she has, and what kind of a boy will be suitable suitable for her. Oh, my son, what type of a girl will be suitable? Then there is great compatibility and they can work together. And even then, if there are some differences, like one is a modernist and the other one is conservative and wants to follow deen properly, then one should work towards that so that we have a happy married life. Our deen is protected, our akhirat is also protected. Otherwise, the other way, Allah Ta'ala says clearly, أُولَٰئِكَ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَوَ بُلَاتِهِ دُوزَخْتِ تَرَبْ. If there is the people of the wrong ideas, particularly if it's a non-Muslim, and then even if we are Muslims, but we have different thoughts and different backgrounds, then we find at various levels, they call us towards destroying our deen and eventually towards the fire of Jahannam. And that is the worst, the person who goes and he has to give in a marriage relationship, the husband will give in to the wife will give in to the husband, and if the one is pulling towards Jahannam, they will pull the other one also towards Jahannam. Therefore, we must be very careful of that. On the other hand, Wallahu yad'u ila al-jannah, or Allah bulatehe jannat ki taraf, wal-maghfira bi-idhnihi, or ishka, or bakhshish ki taraf apne hukam se. And Allah Ta'ala calls towards forgiveness by the will of Allah. Allah calls towards Jannat and Maghfirat. So see that our marriages are like that, that husband and wife work together towards reaching Allah, towards earning the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. If the one is pulling in a different direction, there will be chaos in that house. Either our marriage we keep it, and we at the altar and sacrifice of our deen, and we keep our deen and look after our deen, there is no real married life in that. So therefore, for both to be on the same page, and both to have the same correct ideas, and that also, not just that we are the same, but we are on the same correct thing. Unity can never be achieved by following batil. That is, the husband and wife also want to have unity, and they agree to disagree. That is, the husband goes his way, the wife goes her way. They're just living together. There is no real married life. Both unity can only be on the truth, that both are on haq. They are both Muslims also, and then further down, all the other aspects also, both have got the, and cherish the correct ideas. They follow the correct deen of the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then there is great enjoyment. In the deen also, both are encouraging one another and moving towards Allah Ta'ala. And in their married life also, they have full trust on one another. They are very happy with each other, and they trust one another, share their secrets also with one another, and they're moving together in the same direction. So our married life, our dunya's life will also be made, our akhirat's life also. وَيُبَيِّنُ آيَاتِهِ لِلنَّاسِ اور بتلاتا ہے اپنے حکم لوگوں کو. And these are the great favors of Allah Ta'ala that He has expounded. He has openly explained His commandments to us. These matters of who we should marry, how we should have a good married life, a happy married life, Allah has explained all of this and in detail in the Quran Sharif, then in the Hadith Sharif. And then Allah rewards the great ulama, the shurrahi hadith, those who have commentated and explained the hadith to us, the fuqaha who have taken out the masail from the Quran and hadith and presented it to us ready-made. Now just for us to make amal on it. And all this Allah Ta'ala says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ تَاكِ وَنَصِيحَتْ قَبُولْ كَرْلِهِ. And all this knowledge of deen Allah has given, Quran, hadith, etc., so that we can ponder in our matters, so that we take it seriously and we give a thought to it, not just that we keep it in our mind one side, or that when we listen also to a bayan, we're just listening, but we're not listening. We're listening, but no niyat of amal also. Or that we are sitting with great reservations in our mind and heart, and we have objection. In that way we don't benefit. But when a person sits and he wants to accept the nasihat which Allah Ta'ala is giving, the advice which Allah is giving, then that person will benefit tremendously. And we can see from this one ayat, the whole Quran is the whole Quran. But from this one ayat, if we make amal on it, for us, our children, our youngsters, then we can see what a wonderful life in this dunya also we will have, and our life of akhirat will also be made. We will get saved completely from adab of Jahannam, adab of the qabr, and we'll have the enjoyments there too, and dunya's enjoyments also. This is what deen has come to give us. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا. Give us the goodness of dunya also and akhirat. And very important, وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And save us from the adab of the fire of Jahannam. May Allah let us follow the Quran Sharif, the teachings of the Quran Sharif, for us, our children, choosing of partners, that we be very particular and very careful, and that we see, that we follow the instructions of deen, so that our dunya also is made, our akhirat is also made. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru ta'ala.